You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, yeah, I miss my wife. I gotta admit it, I miss my wife. I'm sitting here. Some guys close down the bar, you know. I closed down the kitchen here at whatever this hotel is we're in. Had a late night last night. Hour delay. I get my tongue working here. I lost an hour somewhere along the way because we're in St. Louis, so it's Central Time. So it's really like 6 o'clock here, which means I really got up at 5 o'clock. And believe it or not, for the first time, I don't know how long, it was after midnight before I ended up hitting the rack. So we'll do the best we can here this morning. God bless you all. It's what a crazy day yesterday at Bard's Fest. And I had to keep telling myself it's Thursday. It's Thursday. And, you know, the crowd was okay. We had a horrible rainstorm. I flushed us inside and all that. But it's Thursday. Who goes and does stuff in the middle of a week like that? So I think our crowds are probably going to build. It was really, really good, really good day yesterday. And it all is what it is. And Betty Perkins just walked in over there. She's in a different hotel. She loves to come by and watch the show be done. And I was just thinking this morning is, by the way, we'll take communion here in about 5 minutes. Larry's going to lead us in communion. So turn up your sound and walk around, go get yourself a cookie and, go get a cookie and get whatever that we'll take communion with together. Matthew 26 for 26 days. And it's Flea Flicker Friday. We're really going to let, I know I always say that, but I'm going to really let a lot of you try to get in here today. We live in really, really crazy times, don't we? If you were to just sit down, Dale Socha just told us that there's a hurricane down in the Gulf. A hurricane. Hey! And isn't that what we need? Isn't that exactly what we need? What's going on? Because we're in the vortex, aren't we, here in this country? And how's this thing going to end? Listen. Something's up with Joe Biden, isn't it? And somebody said yesterday, we gotta get rid of Biden. We gotta impeach Biden. Really? You really think things are gonna change if they change the guy that's in the White House? You really think that's what's going on? See, our problems are deeper than that. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Huh? Those Psalm 2 folks, kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed. But I want you to know we're gonna win. I keep telling people that everywhere we go, we're on the verge of winning. We are in the process of winning. I don't want you guys to come here every morning and think I'm, as we used to say, blowing smoke up your hind end. I just see it everywhere we look, how desperate they are on the left, how we're beginning to build a team and unify here on the right, plans being made all across this country, people protests popping. See, Christians are called protests. Those protests popping up, pushbacks. Against the masks, against vaccinations, against public schools. I mean, there's a lot of really, really, really good stuff going on. You know, I was thinking of this morning. I don't want to argue about theology, although theology certainly is important to all of us. Do I have to say that, Lord? Okay, I'll say that. Where was the rapture for those Christians in Afghanistan? Yeah, you know right now they're slaughtering Christians in Afghanistan, right? You know that? You know that the Biden administration actually handed over the names of people to the Taliban? Gave them their names, hoping that they could give them safe passage out of the country, a list of people, and the planes, and they're going to be, our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered. Hey, Brett, thanks, man. Our brothers and sisters have been slaughtered. is here, right? Can't happen here. I'm not a doomer gloomer. You guys all know that. But man, oh man, oh man, oh man. We've so Americanized the gospel, haven't we? We've so Americanized it. And we think that God's timetable's set on what happens here. God's not an American. He's not a Republican. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He rules and reigns over all the earth. And Psalm 2 tells us what? The kings of this earth have conspired against the Lord and against his anointed. We've missed it for 60, 70 years. They've secretly crept in unawares. Isn't that what it says in the book of Jude? They've crept in unawares and turned the truth of God, the grace of God, into lasciviousness. Pull that up. Don't pull it up because I can't. Yeah, maybe I can see it. Silver in here, maybe he can see it for us. That's what they've done. Infiltration. Infiltration. And we still don't get it. We still don't understand it. I saw today and heard all day yesterday. Folks, they're talking about... you can't even make this up. Six-month booster shots. Booster shots. Booster shots. On the flu. What the heck's going on? Now, Mark Trump, I had a conversation with Mark Trump. I'm going to get him in here in a second. I don't even know if he's in here. I can't see on the screen. I wanted to get in and talk about something he told me yesterday. I ran into Doc Jen, had a great conversation with Doc Jen about the whole thing. Oh, my goodness. What a time to be alive, man. What a time to be alive. I'm stalling, actually, a little bit. Give me a chance to get your elements, to get the body, the blood of Jesus, because we're going to take it together here in a minute. I don't have a guest. It's Flea Flicker Friday. You guys are the guests. And man, what a time to be alive. Roger, you got your hand up already, buddy. Want to come in?
Oh, I was just going to say the conversation yesterday on the gut being the secondary brain. And I'd love to hear more about the gut because I really believe there's some truth to that. Now, I enjoyed some of what he spoke about yesterday. I forget his name, Chris something, but I like he brought up the gut. So, you know, I don't know, after show or during the show someday, this idea of what we take in, I think it's critical.
Oh, my goodness. Again, having a conversation with Doc Jen and Randy, Jeff Klein's probably in here. I don't know how many of you guys have received some of those electrical patches from Randy. Randy, are you in here a second? Let's take about 5 minutes on this before we go to communion. While I'm thinking of it, I can't see if Randy's in here or not. These electrical patches that we put on. I was talking to Doc Jen yesterday as we're just sitting around outside. She and Samuel were just sitting around discussing a little bit about that, and she just started talking about man, the same thing that we don't understand what a electrical machine we are. You know, Mark Trump comes in. He talks about frequencies. Folks, there's really something to it. I sat down. They did a concert outside yesterday, and I sat down, listened to the concert, and they had these great big speakers, and the guys up on the stage are playing music, and I'm telling you, the boom, boom, boom. Sam, I could feel that vibration go right through my body. I could feel it go through my body. And I thought, well, yeah, I feel that vibration because it's loud. Really? Well, 5G is a vibration. How about where you sit right now and you turn on your favorite AM studio? You can walk over right now and you could turn on your AM radio station and you could hit your favorite button and sound would come through your radio. It would come through your radio. Well, where is that sound? Well, it's waves. It's vibrations. It's already here. Every radio station that I could pick up right now. I could, they're all right around me. All these waves.
Amen.
They're all around
Amen.
Me. And then we're getting 2G and 5G and vibrations from this and vibrations from that and radiation from the sun. There's something to, folks, there's something to this thing. There is something to it. There's something to, dare I say it, as crazy as it sounds, there's something to acupuncture, isn't there? There has to be something to it. It's a vibration. It's all this stuff that we haven't been told about. God is a spirit. We can feel him move. Can we feel evil spirits? Feel evil spirits move? Can you walk into a room with people and you can just look across the room? I'm in the cafeteria now and there's Io, Brett, and Betty. Can you walk into this room and look across and somebody give you an eyeball and you feel a vibration come off of them, whether they're friend or foe? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You get this feel. What? It's more than a feeling. It's a vibration. Oh, he said, Coach, that's new agey. No, I think it's old agey. I think it's old agey. We just haven't figured it out, haven't picked up on it yet. Oh, hang on. This is Flea Flicker Friday, I promise. But I'd like it for all of us. Hey, Betty, we're going to take communion. I'm sorry to mean, yeah, we're going to take communion if you want to join us. Okay, so Betty just walked in over there. So this is critical. In fact, folks, we need to up our spiritual game. Are you going to join us? Awesome. We need to up our spiritual game. Boy, the devil is, isn't he? Isn't the devil ramping it up? Can't you feel it? Can't you see what's going on? Something happening here. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. Right? There's something going on. What is it? Are we beginning to awaken? Is there an awakening? Is that what's causing this new conflict and energy? Is that what it is? You know, Brett or somebody, I can't remember who said to me yesterday, I just got on the stage yesterday. They just introduced me to speak. And I came out of this. Boy, did you ever go watch the drag races? Those guys that run the quarter mile. And how when that light turns red, boom, that thing takes off. I came out of the gate last night. And it wasn't, I'm telling you, my friends, I hadn't gotten five sentences out. And you could feel the lightning. Feel it. They took me off the stage. I said, I didn't even pop the clutch yet. Are you kidding me? Right? But the energy was there. It was coming through. God is a spirit. Just a spirit. Not a ghost, but a spirit with power. All power given unto me. He said, in heaven and earth, I have all power. And I'm giving it to you. You take that power. What is it?
Amen.
And you go into all the world and you teach everybody else. We haven't done that. We've done just the opposite. We've let them make us be powerless. Powerless. I'm getting yelled at here by the hotel guy. We're going to take communion. Okay, we're going to take communion.
It's good.
What's the problem?
Thanks. You're good.
Oh, we just can't be together. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that you guys need to spread out. Go to the conference and talk about
it. Oh, I get you. Okay, I'll get there in a minute. We'll take communion, then we'll do that, all right? They're throwing us into the conference room. Okay, he's going to open up the conference. Okay, cool. All right. Hey. I got the tinglings running through me today. Something's going on. Something's happening really, really big, friends. We're on the verge of it. I don't know what it is. I can feel it. Larry, would you go ahead and lead us in communion here real quick while we... I got four of us around here. Hey, you looking at me? These people don't know what to do. When they see Christians actually live out their faith, it makes them nervous. They feel something. Okay? He's not going to the place, is he? Oh, it's just crazy. All right, I'm sorry. Larry, I'm gonna turn it over to you. Hey, Larry, I want you to know I love you, man. I want you to know I love you. You've been through it with your wife, and you've been steadfast in all that you're doing, and I thank you, Larry, for being who you are, even though sometimes I want to put you in the headlock and give you a noogie. But appreciate you, brother. If you would, just go ahead and lead us in this taking of the elements. Michelle, my wife, I love so much. I pray you're up with us, sweetie, and that we're doing this together here this morning, even though we're 500 miles away or whatever. And, hey, we're one in the spirit. We're connected in the spirit. I know we are. And just love you. So, Larry, if you would, go ahead. Larry, you're muted. Larry, you're muted.
Okay, Jared. Jared, could you put up 1 Corinthians chapter 11, please? Communion is a pretty serious thing. It's a very serious thing. And the Holy Spirit had Paul write to the church in Corinth. That first letter to the church in Corinth is basically a chew them out letter telling the people in Corinth the things that the Holy Spirit put on Paul's spirit to write about, of things that weren't done. Hang on, this is somebody that's in the hospital. Let me mute myself. Give me a couple of minutes, Coach.
All right. praise the Lord. Somebody come on. Who's got their hand up there? Joe, come on in while we're waiting on Larry. Go ahead.
Hi, Coach. You were talking about frequencies and them being New Agey. Well, the New Age is deceptive because it takes a lot of truths and doesn't put the whole truth in it.
That's right.
They actually are stronger in many teachings than Christians are, because they have real. We've been searching for things with power and feeling spiritual world, and the frequencies and the vibrations are one of the things that they've got down pat. And whether you go to a New Age or a Christian life coach, many of them are going to tell you to watch what you're thinking about, watch what you're feeling, watch what you're saying. You got to say what you want to happen. You've got to put yourself in the same rhythm and vibration of what you want to be in your life. And we often, almost all the time, express our fears. And that's usually what happens to us.
Amen. Because, it's a different spirit, Joe. It's a different spirit, isn't it? But it's a spirit, it's a spirit nonetheless.
Yeah, it is. And some of these coaches will teach tithing and everything else, but they just won't talk about Jesus. So you don't know what side of the fence they're on. But just because it's vibration that sounds New Agey doesn't mean it's wrong. A lot of their teachings are spot on.
Brother, and how about this, Joe? Well, they're dedicated to their high holidays, aren't they? They're dedicated to them. So that they have their own dark religion that they're practicing. And just because some of it has been, what do we call it? Just because it's been bastardized doesn't mean it's not real. Man, oh man, oh man. Brett's over there arguing with the guys. They're trying to throw us out here because we're going to bother other people. And that's something. Ain't even anybody in here. We doing all right, brother? Yeah. We ain't moving. We ain't wearing no mask. it's all good. Let me get my glass of Patriot. Is that Kevin? Come on in, Kevin.
All right, Coach. So, you know my prayer as far as I'm praying that they bring you back on the stage. And I'm not making any predictions, okay? The Lord's going to do what he's going to do, and it's going to be in his will. But I got to tell you something. I watched you come out of that gate yesterday running at about 100 miles an hour. And I know the crowd size that you were in front of. And then no sooner did you get started and the lightning and the thunder started to roll. And I got to imagine that God went, whoa, 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 time out, time out. I'm not wasting this ammo on this little crowd. He's waiting today too. And I think before the day ends out today, we all ought to pray that the Lord brings you on the stage, because he sent you there for a reason. You're coming with a strong message, and I don't think anybody else is going to hit the crowd the way you're going to do it.
Thanks, Kevin. I was reminded of the old Rocky movie, the original Rocky, Rocky Balboa, and Mick, his trainer. And I remember old Mick saying, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna clap thunder. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not bothering. It's just us. That guy yawned. I'm saying, oh, they don't like us. See, they don't like the vibrations of that spirit. Okay, Larry, let's go, man.
Amen.
They don't like that cross hat.
Yeah.
Go ahead. There's nobody here but us. And he's being mad that we're making noise, going to bother people, meaning him. Go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
You know, as I was saying, the Holy Spirit had Paul write this letter to the church at Corinth. And for that matter, you know, you, some people think that the red letter version, those words written in red letters that Jesus spoke, are way, way, way more important and more impactful and everything than the rest of the Bible. Well, I always thought the Holy Spirit inspired the whole thing, so they should all be equal. But chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, this, which is part of the letter that was chewing the Corinthians out, so to speak, pointing out the things that he was going to have to fix and correct when he got there, starts off with this a very interesting verse. It says, "Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." And this is what I call my copycat verse. This is copycat, copycat, do what I do. And Paul is saying, copy me. Do what I do as long as I am following Christ. And, you know, we need to understand that concept. When there's someone that when you see in your life that you know is following Christ, is seeking God and his will and his guidance in their life, then you should look at that person and start emulating that person, see what they're doing. Everybody over in the chat, would you please stop? I don't know what I'm saying has to do about Barney Fife, but if you don't want to take this seriously, just get off the show for a few minutes and then come back in, please. Very distracting. Thank you. Now, later on in chapter 11 here, he gets to probably the meatiest part of the chapter is his dessert, you know, his writing that the Holy Spirit had him tell the people in. LOL, Clay. Okay, Richard Susskind, get the heck out of here if you're going to.
Larry, hey, Larry, let's go.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not compromising God's word for these people that want to sit there and LOL each other. I'm not going to do it.
Well, Larry, are you going to do communion or not, brother? I'll do it.
I'm coming. Because this is important. What I'm about to say is probably maybe the most important thing you've heard for a while. Paul, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, this is God speaking to the church at Corinth, tells the church at Corinth, hey, man, you've been messing this communion stuff up. Says there's been things going on there. I've heard tales about it. I've heard that what's going on. And you guys are messing this communion thing up. And then in verse 23 of chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, he starts telling them what he received from the Lord, from Jesus. You know, he and Jesus had a conversation on that road to Damascus. And one of the things that they talked about and he evidently received from the Lord was this, and this is all about the communion. It says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you." He said, "I already told you this once." Says that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Jesus told Paul this, you know, hey, this is the way it goes. "After the same manner also he took the cup when he was up, saying, this cup is the new testament of my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Folks, when you do not understand the unity of the body of Christ that he cried out for in his prayer to God in John chapter 17, when you do not understand the responsibility we have for each other, when you don't understand the commandment we have to love each other, not the world, but each other. When you don't understand the formation of an unbroken, undivided body. Now, I don't talk about a unithinking body. We can have differences of ideas and things, but we have to understand we are all part of the same body. And that is what this communion is all about, is bring everyone in the family of God, the true family of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus. Communion is all about bringing us into the body of Christ. We have the bread. We have the wine. We have the blood. And all of that is to symbolize our unity, the unity that we have for each other, the love and the responsibility we have for each other is what this moment is all about. And that's what Jesus gave to Paul. And he said, take the bread. Jesus took the bread and he says, break off a piece of bread. He says, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let's remember that bodies, Jesus' body is one body. Take your bread. Chew on it a little bit. Taste it. Feel it. Understand that your love and your responsibility for the rest of us that are sharing this moment is real. It's not some esoterical thing out there that people talk about and do a ceremony about every now and then. This is something real that we really, truly are commanded to love and have responsibility for each other. Then he took the cup. He said, drink this. This is my blood. Drink this in remembrance of me. Let's remember what that body was, what it is, and what we are to be, our part in it. Drink your liquid. And brothers and sisters, I hope you understand the depth of the responsibility that we share, that all of us share in taking care of each other as the body of Christ. Amen.
I just got a text from my wife, Michelle, that she's taking communion with us. And I just want to add this to it. Michelle and I are one. That's what the Bible says. We're one. And usually when I'm together and I'm holding her hand and we're sitting just she and I together and praying over, I say to the Lord that he put this union together and I'm the patriarch of the family and she's the matriarch of the family. We are the head of this home that Jesus gave us and that he's the head of all of us, right? It's what it says in It's what it says in the scripture, right? He's the head and we're the body. As Michelle and I, as we're together, just a little coaching point here. I apply that authority as Michelle and I are taking it. The patriarch and the matriarch of all that Dobbenmeyer clan, of those grandchildren we have. I take authority over them and over their lives and cover them as we take the communion. I said, Michelle, if I'm not here, you're the matriarch. If I'm not here, you're in charge. You're the matriarch. You're the mother of this whole group. God put you in that position. And you and I are joined. We're one. And Jesus, we stood at the altar when we got married, and we pledged before God that we would be one. You and I are one. And he's with us and in us. And I would just pray that some of you, again, Larry, as the scripture says, some of us are sick because we don't discern the body. And I just pray that, right now, Lord, for just unity. Lord, break down strongholds in families, in marital relationships, Lord. Break down strongholds. As we're obedient to come to you today and take of this bread and this wine, Lord Jesus, that you would break those strongholds over marriages, past hurts, frustrations, grudges, different enjoyments, Lord. Lord, you said that you loved us as Christ loved the church, right? We're to love one another in that way. And Father, I just pray for softened hearts of husbands and softened hearts of wives, even those who are walking in a marriage that is void of you as the center focus of it, Lord. We just pray that you would tear those strongholds down, those selfish things, whatever it would be, that energy force that brings strife in a family. We break that in Jesus' name. And Michelle and I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We dwell together. We huddle in the secret place of the Most High together. Lord, you said it's not good that man would be alone. So you made a helpmate. Lord, I thank you for my helpmate today. I thank you, Lord, that she's my assistant coach. I thank you, Lord, that we're all focused in the same direction, pushing for the same goal, paddling the same boat down the same river, and that we would do it together. The Bible tells us, can two walk together lest they agree? So, Father, we pray for a spirit of agreement in marriages of those that are in this queue. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on in, Gunslinger.
Amen. Amen, Coach.
Amen. Gunslinger, I felt you trying to come in earlier. Go ahead, man.
Yes, you took us to the book of Jude, and there's a verse right here about communion. And it is only one chapter in Jude. This is the 12th verse. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds are they without water, carried about the winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Of course, it names ahead of that the false prophets. I don't know if somebody's running the vacuum cleaner behind you there, Coach, or what that is. So this is talking about false prophets. And the context of communion is about people living in community, which is what brothers and sisters in the Lord do. And the same thing is right here in 1 Corinthians 11, where we were. I want to read this one that you referred to, Coach. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. That's 11:3. But then here it talks about others that are out of order. And we just brought up briefly that there was an ejection yesterday from the body. Let's read what the word says about that. It says in 1 Corinthians 11, 18, for first of all, when we come together in the church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Now, there's a solution for this in the vine of Sodom church, that everybody just jumps into the puddle. That's really disgusting to a Christian. Verse 19, for there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. So when this says there must be heresies among you and that there are those that are approved, this is where the real divisions on serious issues become manifest, and we have to separate some from our company. You can't just have them in your community with access to everything. They'll make it into a pigsty. And so it's just very important. I think that the Vine of Sodom church takes us the wrong direction completely, that we need to be hugging those lepers. And sometimes every good coach needs to set people on the bench. And sometimes he needs to go and take their jersey away. And this is what the apostles see, and that there are those who are approved and there are heretics. And that this is the dividing line and can't be part of our community.
Well said, Sam. In fact, back in 1994, I think it was, we had a great football team in 1994, a potential state championship team. And we voted for captains. We had four captains. And one of those four guys, when he got elected captain, let it go to his head. You know what I'm talking about? And I'll never forget the day that I called the team together. And I made him take off his jersey. I said, you ain't captain anymore, buddy. You ain't captain anymore. You're going to act like that? You've let all these folks down? You need to humble yourself. Took that. I thought he was going to quit. I knew his dad was going to call me. I knew his mom was going to call me. But it turned the corner. And a week later, I gave him the jersey back. I gave him the jersey back. I said, you've earned it back, Scott. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it, right? That's what Sam's talking about here. Discipline. Whom you love, you discipline. Whom you love,
you
discipline.
That's the context of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, is somebody got their jersey taken. And then as you go on, Larry brought this up, that 1st Corinthians, the apostle, really gives them a dressing down. And then in 2nd Corinthians, he comes in and says, there is a place for forgiveness. This person has repented. But the apostle also made it very, very clear that he was ready to come back and nuke Afghanistan into a moonscape if it happened again.
Amen. That's right. Made that very, very clear, right? Huh? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Good Lord, Dave. Dave, it kind of quickly reminds me of John the Baptist when he went into battle, when he took Goliath down, then he grabbed his head and cut it off and took it to the arena, to the middle of the square to finish the job, you know. So
yep, let everybody see it, right? Sometimes public chastisement is necessary and loving. Sometimes, done the right way, right? Done the right way. Now listen, done the right way means that you've done other things first. You've spoken to them in other ways. And they don't listen. Say, okay, boys, here it is. That's when the calls from the mommies would always come, right? Come on in, Tracy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was just on here to agree about your presentation yesterday, because when Michelle texted me that you were on a Thursday at 3:30, I'm like, what? All right, coach isn't all about numbers. Okay, so everything's going to be all right. Then you come out and you're like, stand up. Stand up, everybody, stand up. And I could just picture that whole crowd standing up while that lightning and thunder's roaring, and God's like, nah, he ain't good for this crowd. You're going to get a Friday or Saturday, coach. I feel it. There was a reason for all that. All that storm coming through.
Thanks, Tracy. I wasn't upset. I was upset. I was ready to roll, right? But Here's what I knew. Listen, folks, listen. It's never about you. It's never about you, right? So I'm thinking, Lord, okay, I'll put the clutch in. I'll pull on this emergency brake. Because why? Maybe the person who needed to hear that word wasn't watching. Maybe they weren't here yet. And so the Lord says, not yet. So I didn't run over and suck my thumb and say, oh, gee, and whoa. And they kept apologizing to me, come by, say, oh, coach, it's so sad. We'll work in that. Dude, hey, that's okay. The Lord sent that lightning bolt. I'm smart enough to know that was a lightning bolt from heaven. I'm smart enough to figure that out. Thanks, Tracy. I appreciate that.
Going ahead, hey, coach.
Yeah,
coach,
yeah.
You never waste your best ammunition on target practice. You save it for the hunt. You save it for the hunt, brother.
That's right. I don't want to give a vaccine to the guy who doesn't need it, right, brother? Yeah, come on in, Joe. I'm sorry. Go. I said Jerry first. Go. I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead, Jerry.
God bless you, coach. You know, amen for you being there and just doing what you're doing, because, you know, there may have been just one person that did hear that message, and that could have been enough.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
I just wanted to go back a little bit to the frequencies. It has something to do with what Mark Trump said when all those churches of old were built. They were built with granite and limestone, and they give off a certain frequency.
Oh yeah.
Built in a certain shape. So when Jesus said, "When two or three gather, I am there," well, we don't need a church for two or three, do we?
No.
So it goes to the whole frequency thing. I just wanted to bring that up.
Thanks, man. It's the power of agreement. Doc Jen was telling me last night, she says, I have some AFib. She said, oh, man, they can put one of these things here, and they can put one of those things here, and they put one of those things there, and that will change the whole electrical alignment in your body. I thought, boy, does that ever make sense? Does that ever make sense, huh? Wow. Come on, Craig, and then Jeff. No, I forgot Joe again. I'm sorry, Joe. You were in there.
Hi, Coach. Before you got on this morning, Samuel or Gunslinger was talking about authority. And I'm reminded that Christ taught us that we have the authority over storms and things like that. But also, I think we need to use our discernment, because I have a feeling if you tried to take authority over what happened yesterday with that lightning and thunder, that was the wrong time to take authority, because that wasn't the enemy talking. That was God.
I knew who was boss on that one, Joe. I can tell you that one. I knew who was boss. I heard that. Thanks, man. What did I just say? Craig and then Jeff?
Hey, Coach.
Doc Spaulding just walked in. Morning, Mike. Go ahead.
Just to go back on chastening, right after where Larry was at, says, you know, many of you are weak or sick. It says, but when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. And then, of course, when you go over to Hebrews chapter 12,
verse 7, it says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. Remember, we were born sons of men, but remember, we have the right to become sons of God if we take that gift of Christ. For what son is there for whom a father doesn't chasten? But here's the kicker. But if you are without chastening, of which we all have become partakers, then you're illegitimate and you're not sons. So if God's not on your backside occasionally, you need to check yourself.
It's like my dad used to say to me, boy, Dobb and Myers don't act like that. I knew what that meant, Sam. You know what that meant? Dobb and Myers don't act like that. Wow. Chastening's good. And I knew if I didn't get Dad's hint, I knew what the next step was. Come on in, Jeff.
It's always pride, Coach. It's always pride. That was the first iniquity of Lucifer.
Yeah, amen.
It was a challenge to God.
Yeah, who you think you are, boy. Come on in, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, I got excited about communion again, and you guys did a wonderful, wonderful job this morning. And I just want to encourage you and let you know that this thing is spreading around the world. We've got people in England, Germany, Australia, China, Hong Kong, Singapore, just to name a few that I know of right now that are my friends, and they are putting it on their social media and they're telling their friends. And I'm telling you, there's something in the atmosphere about it. It's working. There's something that's going on with it. And when I came in late today to the queue here, there was an energy and there was a communion of fellowship believers, and the energy is coming through the video. It's coming through this show even.
Amen.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. If we could just, that's that Holy Spirit. If we could just understand that thing a little bit better. Hey, so Jeff, thanks for kicking this thing off for us, man. Appreciate
it. It's changing the atmosphere and it's coming through. And I just want to encourage everybody, hey, put it on your social media. Tell people the 26-26-26 challenge. Challenge them to do it and see what happens in their life. And I'm just loving it. And I thank you so much, Coach, for this platform and this opportunity. And
This is a better challenge than pouring a bucket of cold water over your head, isn't it?
I did that one too. That was
that one went viral.
Last thing I want to say real quick is that, you know, when we do communion, it's always a sort of a quiet and solemn time. It's a focused time. It's a sincere time, and it should be. But man, there's some energy happening from this when you're doing it daily, especially when you take your wife's hand and you're doing it with her. Or your friend, your buddy at lunch, doesn't matter. And there's an energy and an excitement that comes from that. So you're coming out of that solemn, focused kind of mood into something that's exciting and like, hey, man, I'm going to go somewhere and change the atmosphere just by my presence.
Jeff, I think it's important I say this, and the Holy Spirit just prompted me. You know, the Bible says that God said that it's not good that man should be alone. Now, friends, that wasn't a physical thing. It wasn't physical, right? If I don't have unity with my wife, there ain't nothing but tension everywhere, right?
Right.
So it's not good that you be alone. And some of you are alone in your own house. That's not good. It's not good. And we feel your pain. And so begin as you take this communion and as you do your devotionals. I tell people when they fast, the big thing about fasting is it doesn't change God and it doesn't change your circumstances. It changes you. It changes you. And just make that also an active part of your life. Just say, I'm going to fast lunch. I'm not going to eat lunch all week this week. I'm not going to eat lunch for the restoration of the relationship with my spouse. I want to go through this thing together, Lord. And remember, you're not getting brownie points with him. The Lord's not sitting up there saying, oh, look at Coach down there, he's fast. Here, I'm going to help. No. It's a spiritual thing that we cannot understand. And he said that many of us are sick and weak because of a what? And he said, this kind only comes out through prayer and fast. It only comes out? What? Yeah. This kind... there are different kinds, only come out through prayer and fasting. So some of you out there are having, you know, tension in your home. Are you breaking that spirit? Are you turning to the Lord? Said, Lord, do whatever you have to do here. I don't want to walk alone anymore. It's not good that I be alone. I don't want to walk this anymore, Lord. Hey, Lord, don't change my spouse. Change me. Change me, Lord. See, that's critical. Who do I got up there? Come on, Dale.
Brother, man, you're almost like being the dentist, being soft and gentle before you rip out the tooth. Trust me. Coach, when I was watching and I saw when that guy came out and told you that you had to stop, brother, I'm just telling you what spoke in my spirit was there are that incredible revivalist. You can change your name down to Charles Finney. Brother, he come out and he would spit revival fire. And them people would come running to the altar and he would tell them, go sit back down. You're not ready for this. And brother, when that happened, all that, I don't know if it was Joe said that was God. I'm telling you, brother, my hair stood up on me in a good way that God was saying, y'all need to sit back down because you ain't ready for what's about to come.
Amen, Dale. I haven't told anybody this, and so now I'll tell everybody this. When I walked on that stage, I didn't feel the anointing I usually feel. Isn't that something? And those of you who speak, who minister, you know when the anointing hits you. You know when it's there. And Sam, I walked out on that stage, and I was walking out there being me in my own power. And boy, I just knew in me, Lord, something's not right here. Something's not right. What are you going to speak about? Coach, they were asking me. I said, the Lord will give it to me. And I stepped up on that stage, and brother, that power was someplace else because it wasn't in me. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Don't ever, 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 boy, don't ever misuse the anointing. Don't ever misuse the anointing. So I thank God that he pulled the plug or did whatever he had to do. Because for whatever reason, that message wasn't ready to go through. Jeff Nell, come on in. I didn't mean to make this about me this morning. Sorry, go ahead.
I tried to get a hold of you yesterday twice.
Yep, yep.
Because it was too noisy.
I was sitting in the middle of a concert, yes.
I wanted to tell you, I'm this close from going to jail for preaching the gospel.
Good.
This far. I had three incidents yesterday. One was a FedEx driver went through two stop signs, and there was another FedEx driver, and I went to talk to him, and he's, I ain't talking to you. You're that street preacher. You talk about God's love. You talk about hell. Get out. And after that, I was going to a library board meeting to see how they work. And boy, they got CRT, everything. And I let them have it with Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
Good, man.
And then next is the captain of the police force and an underling came to say, Jeff, stop your preaching. Don't.
So, like do this guy did over here?
Yeah. It's just, wow. There's something going on.
Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I only got 12 minutes left. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me just throw this.
It's Flea Flicker Friday. Go ahead.
It's a conspiracy. This is an incredible conspiracy. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Harvey, which is a devastating storm, hit on 8/29 in 2017. Isaac, that hit as a Category 5 in Florida, 8/29/2012. Gustav hit on 8/29 in 2008. Katrina hit 8/29/2005. This storm is to hit on 8/29.
Wow. What's that mean?
Huh? I don't know. We need Craig.
We need Steve Deck. What do those numbers mean, Craig? Steve Deck, what do those numbers mean? Hey, Dale, it means get in the basement. I think it's what it means.
Are you kidding me? Come on, Coach. There's no basements in Louisiana.
I get you. Hey, they even bury the dead above ground in Louisiana.
Right, buddy.
That ground's like a sponge, man. Those caskets come floating out. Come on in, Sam.
She started talking about true love, started talking about sin. And then she told me a story about free milk and a cow. She said, no hugging and no kissing. She like, wait a minute. You know, people think that we're way too serious. I just got to say. But last thing I want to add, that Jude tells about spots in your love feasts.
Yeah.
Those are like underwater rocks. That's a passage that's been extensively studied. Man, when you got wooden ships trying to navigate, the last thing you need is a rock in your safe place, in your harbor, to rip them open. And man, when you have got a heretic in your midst, when you've got somebody that's not of the brotherhood, that doesn't understand our values and our way of living, they'll mess it all up. And that'll cause the anointing to not manifest. You got to get rid of those spots.
Good man. Good word, Sam. Good word. Let me get my glasses to work. Midwest Sign Works. I know y'all want to get, I'm trying to get new folks in there. Come on in. Midwest Sign Works. No? There you go. Can't hear you, man. Midwest Sign Works. Is that you? I can't hardly hear you, though. Can't hardly hear you.
This way. It's the butt here, bud. How about that?
Yeah, go ahead. Try it now.
Okay. Yeah, this is RJ.
Randall, yeah, RJ. Barnett. Yeah.
All right. That's my business name.
Okay.
Yeah, this is amazing. Really amazing. I didn't come into the queue here till about 6:30 and right on target. You're telling about this storm and apparently an interruption. I wasn't able to listen yesterday. In fact, I got too caught up in business and things to jump on the deal. But you're describing, when you're talking about husbands and wives, a situation that I'm really dealing with here. And we had an impressive attack of the enemy going on yesterday. So I appreciate your sharing all of that. And I'm going to believe that we can get into communion here. I told my wife I wanted to do this, and it seems like there's just always something that prevents it. It's the weirdest deal. But I appreciate
okay,
because I need that here.
RJ, listen, folks, listen. I just heard this from the...
Do it yourself.
I just heard this from the Holy... I'm okay. I just heard this from the Holy Spirit. Listen now. There's some of you... God, Lord's all over... Wow. There's some of you... in this queue right now. I'm not chastising you, okay? I love you. I'm just telling you the truth. There's some of you in this queue that you have not prayed together with your spouse in months, if at all. If at all. Now, I want you to know this. There's an intimacy. You become, anytime you're in prayer, you become intimate with the one you pray, for the one you pray, and to whom the one you pray. There's a unity that comes. And some of you guys are walking in a situation where there's no unity because you're not praying together or praying for each other to the Lord and expecting unity to come. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So some of you got to be careful how you do it. You got to start praying for with your spouse. Not thank you, Lord, for this meal. Not that. Because you can't, listen, man. I love my wife so much that even if she burnt my eggs, I can't be mad when I pray with her. You can't. You cannot be mad when you pray with her. I can't be. And sometimes we'll get together and we'll get together in a time of prayer and she just melts. Because why? She has this resentment built up in her about something I had done, something small, and it burned on her all day. And when I sit down together and we grab hands, we start to pray, it leaves. Man, oh man, huh? You become intimate to whom you pray, for whom you pray, and with whom you pray. And you cannot pray together with an angry heart. It won't work. I'm not a marriage counselor, RJ, but I know that's the truth, brother. I know that's
wow. I really appreciate that. It could be something as simple as grabbing hands.
When's the last time you did that, RJ?
To hold hands when we prayed? I don't know.
There you go, dude. Come on in over. Betty's over here. Go ahead, Betty.
Good morning, everybody.
She's sitting right here beside me. Betty is.
But anyway, yesterday, and I don't want to get too loud because Oh, well, if they want to scream, they can scream.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, yesterday I was handing out cards for Coach Dave, and I won't say who the speaker was before him, but a lot of people were taking naps, and I kept walking around. Will you wait till Coach Dave comes on? He is going to explode. He is going to wake these people up. Wouldn't you know it? He almost exploded on stage, and now they have to come back for the second show because they are curious. So go, Dave. He was doing an amazing job. They're all great here.
Amen.
Love
praise
you.
Lord. Love you, Betty. Thank you. Rochelle, real quickly. Running out of time here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, team.
How's your husband doing? How's your husband doing?
Just another surgery yesterday. I'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
Three things real quick. One of them about the vibration acoustic stuff we've been talking about. Remember the priest wore those stones.
That's right.
Those are vibrations. So that did some kind of protection or rose them up somehow. It was something to it. And then also I've mentioned her before, Sherry Edwards. I think she's in Ohio, and that's what she's done for 30 years is used frequency as the new medicine. It's amazing what she does. And then this one headline, because as it was in the days of Noah, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Senate has approved billions of dollars for their own chilling creation of animal human hybrids.
Saw that. That's amazing, isn't it? You can't.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, pray, guys. Keep praying. Keep taking communion.
Is it amazing how little influence Christianity has? See, the dark side, they couldn't give a crap about Christ. They couldn't care less. It's out in the open now. They are openly rebellious. And our only solution is what? Just pray for them. Pray for them, brothers and sisters. Just pray for them. Really? We're at war, baby. We are at war. Craig, did you want us to get back in there? Your hand's still up?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Coach, you were talking about energy. And I just wanted, that was my question yesterday to the gentleman is what was his opinion on the Schumann resonance? The Schumann resonance is the total electrical circuit of the earth in a frequency. And it varies. And there's a lot of things when it talks about the Bible, it talks about lightning in Revelation. It says at the throne proceeds lightnings and thunders and voices. On Matthew 28, about when they went to the find Jesus, he says, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and out rolled back the stone from the door, and his countenance was like lightning. And Jesus said he saw Satan fall like lightning. This is the electromagnetic field that we've been talking about that I try to bring out and Mark and others, okay? When Jesus's feet hit Mount Olives, they'll split in two. See, the sun has electromagnetic fields, and right now we're in a higher earthquake risk because we have a some remnants of a filament bust the last couple days. This is all tied together, Coach. Let me just share one quick thing here to you too, Coach. When I was in the fire department, okay, they had with these big buildings, they had phases of energy coming in for the electricity. Three phases, like a 10-story building. What would happen is you'd lose one of those phases. So when we would walk in, you get a call like, oh, there's an odor in this 10-story building. It's like, okay, well, where do you start, right? And so you go in, and first thing you notice is the fluorescent lights, they're kind of dim, right? But after a while, what we would do is we figured this out. We would go to the elevator room, and we'd go to the motor of the elevator room because that is a very high-powered motor. It needs a lot of energy. And if it doesn't get energy, it gets overheated and it burns up. So this is what happens at the gathering of the Holy Spirit. See, we all carry the Holy Spirit in us. We all are a phase of the Holy Spirit. And when we all show up and we're working together, that's great. But when we're not all together or there's one out of joint, it tends to burn it out like we lose a phase in a building.
You guys, I cheated in science. I hated science. All right? And now you guys throwing all this science stuff at me trying to figure this whole thing out. I got to run, man. By the way, that demon over there went silent, man. We just stood up against it. It's just the guy behind the desk. He didn't like us doing this. He didn't want to hear about Jesus. He didn't want to see those cross hats. Came and told us we couldn't gather in here. We had to go in the back room. He's going to go up in the back room. And Hire Brett went over and told him, no. No, we ain't doing that. We paid to be here. We ain't going to do that. And that demon shut his mouth. If we just understood the power we had, right? The authority that we walk in. Wow. Got a wonderful weekend ahead. Just appreciate you all out there. Wish you could be here with us, but you are in spirit. How does that work? I don't know, but it does. And I love my wife. Miss you, sweetheart. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday morning.